أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at journaling the Quran, and we're looking at all the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. And today we will look at one which all of us know, and we sort of look at it at in the month of Ramadan. It's ayah 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ. So, siyam has been prescribed for you. It has been written for you. We'll talk about this in a minute. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, just as it was prescribed for those before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become God-conscious. Now, the word kitaba means to write. Metaphorically, it's used for prescription or enjoyment or an irrevocable decision. So Allah is basically saying that I have prescribed for you. Siyam, there is a plural of som. It literally means to abstain from an action, like abstaining from eating or drinking or anything. And it was said to mean abstaining from those actions which are desirable. Later on in religion, it was used for abstaining from specific things from dawn to sunset with an intention, with a niyyah as such. So that's the first part. Now where it says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, that means like it was prescribed for those before you, then it indicates followers of previous religions without specifying who they were. Allama Tabatabai in Al-Mizan writes that fasting was observed in traditional religions, ancient Egypt, Greece, Rome, the Hindus, Jews, Christians. Some sort of fast was always there. And sometimes some of these religions fasted to please their deities, or maybe it was for a trade or a barter. A human being would perform a fast in order to get in return something that they had asked their god or their deity for. But here Allah is very, very clear. He says the reason why I have prescribed or ordained siyam for you is that you may become God conscious. Now let's look at that word again. It is in essence a prerequisite for someone who wants to live his life by certain principles with one goal, and that is to reach his or her personal best or full potential. It comes from the word wiqaya, which is protection. So actually protecting yourself from all that which stops you from reaching your full potential. And the training that Sawm gives is to keep one away from that which is lawful, so that later on it is easier to keep away from that which is unlawful or that which is not good for the human being. And finally, a little bit on fasting. In Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, "The Sawm is for me and I shall give its reward, or I shall be its reward." It is absolutely phenomenal. It means that there is the reward for Sawm is unmatched. There is no quantification of it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Rasulullah in the early days of his prophethood used to fast continuously, so people would think that he would not leave a single day's fast, and then to leave the fast continuously so that they would say that he would not fast again. Then he changed his regime and became fasting on alternate days. And this was the fast of Dawood. Then he started fasting three bright days, Ayyamul Bidh, the 13th, the 14th and 15th of the lunar month when the moon is at its brightest. Then he divided the 3 days, one day each in every 10 days, the first and last Thursday and the Wednesday in the middle. And he continued with that till he left the world. So even after Ramadan, to continue this habit of fasting, if nothing else, maybe on the first Thursday and the last Thursday and the middle Wednesday, just as Imam Sadiq says about the Prophet, is a good practice. Fasting on the 13th, 14th, 15th is phenomenal. May Allah make us of those, make us amongst those who fast and who get closer to him, because he says he is the reward for fasting. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.